the mountain home of Theomed, where Frank Chandler and the Regent are staying, they are amused by the skill of a snake charmer. Later, in the darkness, Chandler sees him in the dress of a legionnaire, hiding as the legionnaires prepare to leave on a skirmish. Challenged, the man admits he means to desert. And before the soldiers can arrest him, swallows the contents of a small bottle, and with a curse for the French, falls to the ground. The present act opens in Dorothy's room an hour later.
Chandu, the magician.
There's Uncle Frank now. Now we'll find out all about it.
Who was he, Uncle Frank? See, we've been nearly bursting. Mother made us come right in here when all that row went on down there. We could hardly see what was happening. Those shadows were so black down there where you were.
Who was he, Frank?
There's no way I get back to Algiers and consult the authorities. He enlisted under the name of Pierre Bouchard. But that's probably not his name. I searched his clothes thoroughly, even the lining of his boots. But I couldn't find a scrap of anything to identify him.
Well, how'd he get out of that snake charmer outfit and into legionnaire clothes so fast? He wasn't gone out of the room a minute, it seemed to me, until you dashed down there after him.
He had those robes on over his uniform. And he'd pulled soft leather slippers on over his boots.
Well, can you beat that?
Was he really talking about me, Uncle Frank?
Yes, was he, Frank? What did he mean by saying you brought her here to keep him from finding her?
Oh, he was mistaken, Doc. He thought Betty was someone else.
Well, Uncle Frank, do you think he was a spy or something?
Yes, of course. In fact, he confessed to it.
He did?
Yes. And I questioned a number of the other soldiers. They said he'd been constantly in difficulty with the officers for breaking the rules and pretending he was ill and all that sort of thing.
Who do you suppose he really was, Uncle Frank? Maybe he was really a prince or something in disguise.
Whoever he was, he couldn't endure the strict discipline of the Legion.
Hey, isn't it funny? How could he be a snake charmer? Where do you suppose he learned that? I didn't see any snake charmers in Paris while we were there.
No.
Maybe he learned it in India like you did, Uncle Frank.
From the way he performed the trick, I think he learned it in Ceylon. I've seen them there hundreds of times, squatting on the ground with three baskets before them, just as this man did tonight.
Well, do you think he was a regular snake charmer, or just learned those tricks so he could go out and be a spy and no one would know it?
I wish I knew the answer to that myself, Bob. He probably was one of those men always to be found wherever there's trouble of this kind. They drift around the world from one place to another, selling their services to anyone who is willing to pay for them. And any little accomplishments they may possess, such as this snake charming trick, are a great advantage.
Yeah, I guess they are. They're even a great advantage to you. Remember that time in Cairo when you went up to Roxor's room and pretended to be a sorcerer?
When Abdallah told me all about it later, how scared Roxor was. How you made him think he saw a great big cave with demons dancing around and everything.
Oh, Betty.
Well, he did, Mother. Uncle Frank told us about it himself.
Oh, no, but...
Well, I think it's keen. Say, listen, Uncle Frank. Did the yogi teach you all that stuff at once? Or did you have to learn it a little at a time, or what?
Now, Bobby, don't question Uncle Frank about his work in India.
I don't mind, Doc. Except that it's hard to answer that. Perhaps I can explain it by saying this, Bob. It's not a matter of learning a few tricks, as you seem to think. It's learning to understand the forces that are involved. Once you do that, you see...
Oh, yeah, just like that, I suppose. And when you came home from India the first time, I thought all I had to do was watch you and wave my hand around and... Pretty soon, all the fellow's eyes would pop right out.
I know you did. I told you there was more to it than you thought. You remember that time when we first went home after we found Father, and you tried to tell the ancient history class about how we found that little girl that had been asleep in the room under the palace for 5,000 years?
I'll say.
Bob, you didn't really.
Yeah, I did. Well, how'd I know they wouldn't believe it? You should have heard them yell. I tried to get Father to come out and talk to them, because I thought they'd believe him. But not a chance.
You mean they didn't believe him?
Well, Mother wouldn't let me disturb him. Still kid me about it.
Uncle Frank, do you ever wonder if we really did see that girl?
No. No, Betty. Why?
Well, sometimes I do. Don't you, Mother?
To tell you the truth, I do. Frank, in the air of that room under Najee's palace, sort of, well, shall we say, hypnotized us all, so we thought for a moment she was alive.
Well, I know I wasn't hypnotized, and I don't think Uncle Frank was either. You know, he read that parchment right off.
I know. Remember how scared Najee was? Remember, Uncle Frank? He begged you not to open that room, even after you read the directions on the parchment. Where was it we found that parchment?
Oh, you remember that, don't you? You know, I was kind of clowning, and I climbed up in the king's throne, in that old throne room. And I brought my fist down on the arm, and it pushed a spring or something, and it popped right open. And the parchment was right inside.
Oh, yes. Now, I really think that was the most exciting thing that ever happened to us, don't you?
Well, I think it was one of the creepiest, but I think the most exciting was when we got lost in the catacombs.
Yes. That was where you met dear Judy.
Now, don't tease him about Judy, dear.
I can't help it, Mother. He always looks so funny.
Oh, no. Why do you act as if you care, Bob?
I don't know, Uncle Frank, but Judy Allen just burns me to a crisp. I can't help it.
Well, you'll probably never see her again, son.
Say, I wouldn't be surprised to have her walk right in that door this minute.
Oh.
Well, didn't she pop up in Cairo and even in Montevania?
She didn't come to Montevania.
Well, no, but she called me up from Paris. And if I hadn't promised her I'd come down to Paris and see her, she'd have been up there on the next train.
It's hardly the thing for you to discuss a young lady this way, is it, son?
Well, no, I suppose not. But she...
Oh, never mind about that. Uncle Frank, tell us some more about the spy. Was it really poison he had in that bottle?
Yes, it really was, Betty. And I think he'd probably been carrying it with him for a long time. So that if it became necessary, he could drink it, as he did tonight.
What a horrible thing, Frank. Do you mean he drank poison rather than be arrested as a deserter?
He would have died in either case, Doc. He'd have been shot if he deserted.
Frank, you've been trying to put me off in all this discussion of India and Najee and even Judy Allen.
Why, Dorothy, Bob and Betty have been discussing all these things, not I.
Please, Frank, answer me seriously. What was that man doing here tonight?
You know as much about it as I do, Doc.
Not quite. Why did he come up here in the dress of a snake charmer?
I really don't know, Dorothy. I'm not concealing that from you at any rate.
But you do think he came up here purposely to see us or get information about us or something of the sort, don't you?
Frankly, yes. But I think whatever he came to do, he failed. Because, don't you see, we discovered him before he had a chance to get away.
Yeah, and besides, what information could he find out by coming up here and sitting over there on the floor charming his old snakes, Mother?
That's right, Doc.
But, Frank... Suppose he wanted to find out who we were.
Suppose he did. There's no reason why...
Why don't you tell me the truth, Frank? I can't think of any reason why our identities should be important to anyone unless perhaps Robert's or yours, but suppose they were.
But, Mother, the fellow's dead, even if he did find out who we were. And even if anybody cared whether he found out, it's too late now.
Unless he had someone with him. A Confederate, I mean.
Why, Mother, you're perfectly marvelous.
Yeah, and if Father ever forgets how to invent things or discover things or governments don't want him to work for him anymore, you can set up a detective agency, can't you? Mrs. Robert Regent, investigations neatly done.
Don't tease her, Bob. I know there's something in what you say, Doc. And I've already done all that can be done to stop any further mischief.
No, I know, Frank. But suppose these tribesmen attack this place. There can't be more than a few guards. What would happen?
Oh, come now. You're going too far. Let's not think of that, shall we? Isn't this a queer little bottle?
Let me see, Uncle Frank. Isn't it...
Don't touch it, Betty, or any of you.
I wondered why you had those gloves on, Uncle Frank. Is that the remains of the bottle that fellow drank the poison out of?
Yes, Bob.
Oh, heavens, Frank. You're not going to leave it here.
Only for a moment. It's empty, Doc. Dorothy! Dorothy! Oh, there you are, my dear. I've got it at last.
Oh, Robert, that's splendid.
Listen, Father, let us tell you what we...
And it's not only an ancient inscription. It's more, much more. It's a cipher. Why, it's almost unbelievable that even if such a thing existed, that we should have the luck to find it.
But, Father, let us tell you about the snake charmer. He said
Professor LeHarrible had no idea his discovery would be so important. And I really just stumbled upon the key to the cipher.
Sit down, Robert.
What? What, Dorothy?
Sit down, dear. May I see the paper?
Oh, I can't sit down. I'm much too excited for that. You know this inscription is Phoenician.
But, Father, don't you care anything about
and
all...
And it's the first time any such thing has ever been discovered, Dorothy. Oh, I can hardly wait to see the professor and tell him I've read the inscription at last.
Aren't you going to let me see what it says? Sit down here, dear, and show it to me.
Oh, of course I will. Why, what are you all sitting around here for? It must be after midnight.
Oh, Father... We've been trying to tell you about it ever since you came in. There was a man...
Wait, dear. Let's hear more about the inscription. Put the paper down here on the table, Robert, will you?
I know it must seem foolish to you to be so excited about... Why, what's that? Where did you get that bottle?
A deserter from the Legion. Just drank poison from it.
Why? Did you ever see it before? Robert, have you ever seen this bottle before?
Of course I have. And so have you. It's a bottle out of that chest of poison we found in Bombay.
Thank you.